I'm here with Janet and Simon from Market Force. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Market Force is an American company doing both big data and customer research. So can you explain that to me?
Yeah, we have a solution that really provides the ability for big retailers to improve their business by focusing on customer satisfaction and the experience that they have when they walk in the store.
Okay, so you mostly focus on retailers.
That's right.
Retailers, leisure and hospitality providers, basically any business that has a B2C contact with their customers, and that can be across all channels. So it's not just in store, it could be online, it could be using their call centers. We'll be able to collect the customer experience feedback across all of those different channels.
Okay, so you collect all these data, put them on a data mart, and make them available through a software as a service platform.
Yeah, our customer intelligence platform, Knowledge Force, is the central point where our clients log in. Each client has individual tailored user access to the site, and they can access their results live and in real time, so they can see exactly how their customers are feeling about their business at the point in time that they log in. It does kind of look a little bit like a SaaS model, but it's something that's very different from the other sort of CRM systems that are out there.
And the dashboards are produced directly by the system, both on computers and iPads, iPhones, Android?
Yeah, indeed. All of the information that's produced is available across all different devices. You can log in. When you see those dashboards, it's not just a predetermined set of dashboards that are there. We also have a series of reports that users can go in and use and create their own individual reports. So they can cut and analyze the data in their own ways at their own leisure as well.
So all that is okay, but what makes Market Force stand out from the crowd is basically that you're also doing the data collection, and in a very, very special way. Can you describe this?
Yeah, no, indeed. We have 600,000 genuine consumers worldwide who are going out and completing mystery visits for us and providing feedback on the experiences they receive. We also operate customer satisfaction surveys, which goes out to any customer that a business has, and they can then feed that information straight back into our system, and again, our clients get to see those results as they're happening, so they can always keep the finger on the pulse of the customer.
We can also collect things like social media data, and we will also tie in data that they collect potentially from other vendors and or their financial data, so it all meshes together.
How do you ensure consistency between this kind of data, social media being more like soft data and hard data like all you're collecting from your surveys?
I think this part of it is, how do I get it down to the location level? So the consistency becomes something like, when I'm a manager of that location, I can look at both the customer satisfaction data for that location as well as my mystery shops and then any social media commentary so that I can take action. I can understand where I've done well, and I can also understand where I need to improve.
Okay, so how do you recruit these consumers, these genuine consumers? That must be pretty difficult, isn't it?
There are challenges to it, but a lot of it comes through the way we optimize our website to show up in search engines. We have a variety of initiatives on a number of websites. We get a lot of people involved who are looking to, experience new and different things, but also the people that want to get paid to go to the places they enjoy going to already.
And do they get paid millions to do that?
I'd love to say they do, but unfortunately not. No, it's a very small amount that you earn, but you do get to get reimbursement towards any products that you purchase. So you can kind of see it almost as a free night out if you're going out for a meal at a restaurant.
Okay, so as far as Europe is concerned, you're based in the UK, but you're now setting up shop in France and Spain. Yep. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, no, indeed. We've been based in the UK since 2003. We've recently opened our office here in Paris, also one in Madrid. And the decision has really sort of been come about really by the opportunity we think we have to support businesses here in France to get a better understanding of their customers, because in today's economic climate, customer loyalty is of absolute importance. And we feel that the insight we can provide and the data that we can collect will really help businesses understand how they can drive that loyalty and where they should look at making improvements specifically in their business that will drive future sales.
So we understand there's room for improvement on customer service in this country. Yeah. And you've basically, to prove your point, you've done a proof of concept on petrol stations.
Yeah, no, indeed. We've recently run a piece of research among our panel to get feedback about people's experiences at petrol stations, and we'll be sharing that very soon. And that will highlight sort of what people, which stations people find to be their favourites. But not only that, it'll be the things that drive them to those petrol stations. What are the decisions they're making to go to those stations? And what the opportunity is for retailers to understand as to is service being okay good enough? And I think the research is going to highlight that no, okay is not good enough.
How many consumers did you recruit to carry out this research?
This piece of research was carried out with 1,500 consumers across France, so it's sort of evenly spread across ages, sex, and the demographic, the geography as well. So we've got 1,500 responses there, but our programmes will vary depending on the sector.
So without going into too much detail, can you share some of the insights from this piece of research?
I think one of them I sort of alluded to just before there was the impact that satisfaction can have on a customer's likelihood to recommend. And I think the research is going to show that, you know, if you scored something like a 4 out of 5, you might think 4 out of 5 is good. I think the research is going to highlight there's a big difference between 4 out of 5 rating on satisfaction and 5 out of 5 satisfaction.
And what makes the customer experience in refilling at a petrol station?
Well, there's a number of things. Price and convenience are always going to be important to people. That's fairly natural. But it's also about the service that they receive in the station. You know, friendly, efficient service will always go a long way. And whilst people might not necessarily expect it when you receive it, it will make a very big difference to the customer's experience.
So, talking about business now, you're setting up in France. Who are your competitors? And what are your ambitions?
It's really interesting. In terms of maybe ambitions first, our ambitions really is to help French businesses improve the service that they give to their customers. We certainly intend to grow the business. We think that we've got a very exciting offer that French retailers, leisure and hospitality providers are going to find very exciting. In terms of our competitors, we don't have one single direct competitor. We have several competitors across the different disciplines and methodologies that we use. So it varies from different methodology to different methodology as to who our competitor set will be.
So you're basically Market Force is set to become a $1 billion business by the end of the year, then?
It would be great. I think our CEO would love it if we're $1 billion by the end of the year. But we certainly intend to grow. We're investing into the business here in France. We intend to grow our team rapidly here. And I think we will see, you know, a continuation of the success we've had in other countries. I think we hope to see that here. And that has been driven by reinvestment.
How big is Market Force?
Market Force has 450 employees worldwide.
And in Europe?
In Europe, we have got 156 now. So it's growing a bit rapidly.
And your revenue so far?
Our revenues are about 60 million right now.
So. Okay. Yeah. On its way to $1 billion.
On its way to $1 billion. Any moment now.
Okay. Thank you, Janet and Simon.
Thank you.
Thanks.